Okay, I'm Danielle McLaren here at the Italian-American Family Inaugural Kickoff Launch Party with catcher Drew Butera from the Kansas City Royals, World Series champion, right? I saw you wearing the ring already, right?
I am, yeah.
Wow. It's cool. Very cool. All right, so you've been playing for Team Italy this year. So, first of all, what is the importance of an event like this, a kickoff event like this?
This is kind of gets the excitement going, you know, for the fans, for the players, the coaches, staff. We build that anticipation up and it's already in the back of our minds, but this kind of makes it even bigger. So something like this, it's always nice to get together, eat some good food and get it going.
Now, to play for Team Italy, how did you decide to do that?
As soon as the World Baseball Classic came about, in 2009 I didn't play, and I was like, you know what, that would be a dream of mine, honestly. I love the fact that I'm Italian, and to be able to play for Team Italy, which is just a complete honor for me.
Parli italiano?
Molto un po'.
Molto un po', okay. So how does the team look for the 2017 tournament?
We're going to be very competitive. You know, we had some success in the last WBC, and we look to continue that success and go a little further.
Now, it's a tough bracket, though. I think Mexico, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, tough bracket.
You know, I think it comes down to pitching. We pitch well, we play good defense, we'll be fine. I know that we have a strong offense, we'll hit the ball. It's all about, keeping them off the bases and not let them score runs.
Now, your individual goals for the tournament, what are they?
None. I want to win. Win every game. For this type of, event, individual statistics and goals, don't really matter. It's not like a long season where you want to say, okay, I want to hit 280 or 300 or hit, 10 to 15 home runs. But, for this type of thing, it's like the Olympics. You got to win. You got to win or go home. And, for me, my only goal is to win and hoist that, trophy at the end.
Yeah, cool. All right, so 2015 World Series champion. What have you taken away from that experience?
Wow. Honestly, to me, I can't even describe my feelings during that time. It was, one of the best moments of my life, and I have the taste in my mouth now. What some people don't understand is once you get, the first one, all you want to do is to win another one. And even though we had a good year this year, we didn't win, and for us, that we consider that, a failure. So as the Royals, we're going to get back to our winning ways and try to win another one.
Now, you caught the last pitch. Is that true?
I did.
What was that like?
That was awesome. That was a dream come true. Yeah. You always dream about, as your little kid, catching the last out or hitting the walk-off home run. So that was really cool.
Now, how many you've met many talents, too. Speaking about pitching, will you be making an appearance for pitching for Team Italy after
No. I mean, I won't say that. If Marco needs me, sure.
You went in and pitching games?
No, I don't want to, but if Marco needs me,
What was that like?
It was cool. It was anything to help the team, honestly. the only really cool thing I got to take out of that is my dad said I, could never do it because I was always too small growing up, but I always call him afterwards, like, well, guess what? I can.
So who has thrown the best ceremonial first pitch?
Best ceremonial first pitch. Wow. That's a tough one. I think Melissa McCarthy for me. I caught it in L.A., and we kind of set it up to where as soon as I caught it, I ran out and, jumped into her arms, so that was pretty cool.
Now, you just re-signed with the Royals. What do you expect from the 2017 season with that?
As a team, I expect us to get back to the World Series. We have a lot of the same players returning. We have a very good coaching staff, a great front office, and guys that are willing to sacrifice to win. So
now you found that Perez ornament in Hawaii. I saw the tweet. What was that?
Well, that was just so strange. I'm in a Hallmark store in Hawaii, and they have two Perez ornaments or a Perez in the Kansas City Royals. So I actually tweeted it out, and they commented back to me. He's like, hey, Mele Kalikimaka, which was America's in Hawaii. And,
yeah.
So I said, hey, we need a Butera Salvi ornament.
Yeah.
Like a Salvi splash, a Gatorade splash. We need one of those in a Hallmark store.
What'd they say?
They didn't respond back.
All right, so I'm going to do a quick thing here with you. This lady just walked right through our thing.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. All right, so in Italian, where is your family from?
Just outside of Pisa.
Okay. Now, have you ever been there?
I have.
Okay, where have you been?
I've been actually three times. I've been to Rome, Pisa, Florence, Venice, San Gimignano. Hands down, my favorite place.
Yep.
Cinque Terre, a few cities in Tuscany, but those are the main cities. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you have a choice now. Is it going to be an Italian speed round, an Italian baseball lesson, or we're going to try an Italian karaoke?
Huh. karaoke's out. Nobody wants to hear me sing. Let's do Italian speed round.
Speed round. Okay. All right. First thing, we'll start easy.
I got a feeling I'm going to regret this.
All right. Is it sauce or gravy?
Sauce.
All right. Good. Ski in the Alps or swim in the Mediterranean?
Swim in the Mediterranean.
All right. Favorite gelato flavor?
Fragola.
Good. Favorite Italian tradition?
Eating.
We touched on it a little bit. What if you had to pick one, your favorite Italian city, one of them?
Yeah, San Gimignano.
Okay. Ferrari, Maserati, Lamborghini.
Ferrari.
Yeah, me too. Vino Rosso or Vino Bianco?
Rosso.
Okay. Che tipo? Is there a specific type or no?
No.
All right, cool. Well, I'm Danielle McCartan with Drew Butera, World Series winning catcher, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.